Travel Talk, brought to you by Germany.travel. Experience UNESCO heritage. Germany awaits.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk. And this morning we have a very special guest, the Executive Director of New Jersey Tourism, Jeff Asser. Welcome to Sunshine Radio.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Now, I believe you already heard your name when you arrived into Dublin yesterday.
You couldn't have planned it better. When I got through going through immigration, the immigration officer, when he was asking me what I did and told him I was with New Jersey Tourism, he asked me, oh, are those your ads I'm seeing in Dublin? It couldn't have been better than that.
Amazing. Yeah. And then you were in a taxi?
In a taxi, and we heard some promotion for an upcoming
interview.
And you
heard your name?
Yes.
You must have thought, what is this?
Well, I offered the taxi driver an autograph, but he didn't want it.
Brilliant. Taxi drivers love sunshine, Jeff. It's nice and relaxing. But what is really relaxing is the recent trip that I made to New Jersey. Of course, we were filming an exciting TV program that's coming up soon on Virgin Media. And of course, New Jersey is one of our destinations, which we're very excited about. I was sort of a virgin to New Jersey and I loved it. I really must say, hand on heart, flew into Newark with Aer Lingus, got a car with Hertz, dropped down to 2 hours straight drive down to Cape May. And Cape May is just fabulous. I mean, I know it's a resort that goes way back into the late 1800s, but and now I saw it's the Cape, known as the Cape of Recovery or the Recovery County, because it's come back to great numbers again, record numbers in 2022. But I'm supposed to give people that idea, Jeff, of what would you describe Cape May as to the Irish holidaymaker?
Well, you had the perfect itinerary when you came to New Jersey, and you're right. Cape May is probably 2 hours south if you flew into Newark International Airport. If you fly into Philadelphia, Cape May is an hour. So, you know, the beauty of New Jersey is we're sandwiched between Philadelphia and New York City. But everybody loves Cape May today. And Cape May, to me, is the perfect destination because of how it diversified its tourism economy. I mean, it used to be a sleepy beach town like the entire rest of the 130 miles of beach that we have, where after Labor Day, you know, in September, it gets slow, it gets quiet, and there isn't much to do anymore. But with the wineries and the breweries and the great restaurants that we have down there, and a lot of the restaurants have affiliated with some of the farms that are in the area. So the ability to get fresh produce, you know, coming right into your restaurant, shared with the wineries from the neighboring wineries and the breweries, and the historical work of Cape May between the architecture and its role in the Underground Railroad during the Civil War days, just makes it a perfect destination.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was my first time being in an open-air mall as well. The whole street is actually, but it's beautiful design. It's kind of like Harry Potter, or so, as you said, like Victorian beautiful.
It is. And during Christmas, Cape May is just a beautiful, you know, beautiful way it's lit up. And all of the stores that are along that that walking mall that you described, and you're not going to see, you know, any chain stores. So they're just beautiful, you know, very unique. You know, we call them mom and pop, you know, stores. It's great.
And I mean, I loved the Cape Winery you mentioned there earlier, Betsy, and of course her dad, who has all these artifacts and all these tables that he handcrafted himself that all come from ships and different, you know, shipwrecks and stuff. And I mean, the lunch there, the food was fantastic. I mean, their wines, Pinot Grigios, the lovely Chardonnays, they make, I think, around 11 wines and all different spirits as well. But it was a really, it's a beautiful setting. You sit there, the vineyards rolling in front of you. And I think we were supposed to go for like 2 hours. I think 4 hours later, Betsy was kicking us out. You know, it was like really, I didn't know New Jersey made wine, to be honest. I put my hands up.
If I tell people, if you haven't had a bottle of New Jersey wine in the past 15, 20 years, you wouldn't recognize it, because we used to have the sweet blueberry wines and things like that. But there was a movement about 10 years ago to, you know, really upgrade the quality of our wines. And now we have our own viticulture area. I don't know how true it is, but, you know, some of your climate experts that are saying because of global warming, climate of New Jersey now is more in line with what you'll see in Bordeaux.
Yeah.
I don't know how true that is.
We're getting that here as well.
But the wine quality has certainly improved.
No, it was. I brought a few bottles home, I have to say.
Did you?
I'm enjoying it a lot. Now, the other thing I loved as well, I mean, I loved everything, but the Cape Whale Watcher, I went out with Captain Jeff, another Jeff, and we did this fabulous dolphin and whale cruise. And that was just great fun. We went right out into the whole estuary and the dolphins, I know you told me they're on your payroll, right? I do believe that because they were really in good form that day. They were jumping everywhere. But just as an enjoyable day out, or, you know, a few hours out, it was really great. And he talks about the whole area. And that was lovely as well. Really enjoyed that.
People don't realize that, Captain Jeff works out of Atlantic City, that Atlantic City is an island.
Yeah.
So not only do you have the beautiful beaches, but where the shipping ports are, where Captain Jeff takes his dolphin cruises are, is on the back bays. So you go out on the back bays into the ocean. So you have that entire bayfront area where there's great fishing and you can, you know, do wave running and things like that on a much calmer setting and sit out on the back bays and enjoy the sunsets as well. But those dolphins, I hope they didn't ask for a tip because I told them no tipping allowed.
I gave them a small bit of my fish taco, okay. I think. But anyway, that, speaking of which, Harry's, you put the Icona Hotel, the Icona Beach Hotel, that suite hotel, gorgeous. I loved it. Beautiful blues and whites, big rooms, great location. And then just up the road, of course, you know, of course, you do breakfast so well. The diners, the bagels there, great stuff. Elaine's I loved as well. Great restaurant, really good. And the Ugly Bean, or the Ugly Mug, right?
The Ugly Mug.
I got a few t-shirts from there. Great. I mean, that just really, really cool. So, and then the other thing that was really different and unique, Jake's Place, Revolution Rail, where they took the old Pennsylvania rail track and they've made it into this rail experience where you cycle on a little mini kind of railway cart and you go through this and you go up to this Garrett Reserve and there's all these birds and huge butterflies there. And like, I love outdoors and nature. That was just something. I never did that before. And that is fab. Now, they do up to 44. It was just me and my guy, my camera guy. But it was great. Like, early morning, you could hear everything, birds singing, smell the honeysuckle. It was great. I loved it.
Well, that's a big part of why New Jersey recovered a lot quicker than other destinations after COVID, because a lot of what we offer is outdoor.
Yeah.
And whether it's, you know, the beaches and the boardwalk, I mean, we have 130 miles of beaches up and down New Jersey's coastline.
Wow.
And what I love to tell people is
And real beaches, Jeff.
And real like beaches.
Real sandy beaches.
White sand beaches, gorgeous. That doesn't stick. First of all, it doesn't hurt your feet, and it doesn't stick to you when you get into your car. But every town has a different personality. You'll find craziness. You know, like, I don't know if you've seen or your listeners have seen the Jersey Shore
TV I'm sure,
show.
Sure, yeah. I wouldn't watch any of that stuff.
I wouldn't either. I'm too old for that, but it's real.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, just a couple miles down the beach is completely quiet with no hotels. You have to rent, you know, a beautiful home on the beach, and you have, you know, perfect quietness. And then you have family-friendly stuff with a lot of rides down in Wildwood, which is just north of Cape May.
Yeah, I popped in there for a little look as well.
And
you
walk up and down the boardwalk and the t-shirts and the games for the kids. I mean, just a wonderful destination.
Now, boardwalk, you said there, the biggest, longest, oldest boardwalk in the world. I went up from Cape May up to Atlantic City and met the lovely Heather there. And, of course, stayed in this famous resorts hotel where Frank Sinatra had a table permanently in the restaurant. I love Frank Sinatra, so I was like, wow. And then, I did the whole Atlantic City stuff, you know, which was really, that boardwalk, it really is great. The big wheel was amazing. Loved it. Atlantic City, I suppose people sort of say, like, you know, Vegas by the sea, but I loved the sea part of it because for me, that is so cool. Again, I kind of did another dolphin cruise there. I kind of have a thing for dolphins, Jeff. Heather took us up and we had the best drinks, you know, like sundowners up there on the kind of where the ocean front there as well. But Atlantic City, I mean, you know, Hard Rock Hotel, went to a great live music act there, won a few dollars in 4 minutes, which was kind of mad. I think I invested 10, won 200. So that was the sum total of my gambling. But I loved the whole, you know, the cake, the different foods there. It's a real holiday treat, isn't it, for the family?
It really is. And they don't treat me the same, you know, like the way they treat you. So when I put a few dollars in, I lose you know, that and then some. But yes, Resorts was the first casino in Atlantic City that opened in 1978. And yes, Frank Sinatra had his own room there. And are you aware that New Jersey is the birthplace of Frank Sinatra?
He's
from Hoboken, which is, you know, up north just outside of New York City, next to Jersey City and Weehawken, and another just booming, you know, destination for us because of its proximity to New York. And people will come over not only because you can stay there for a fraction of the price, and then just take a 6-minute ferry into Manhattan, but also the views of Manhattan from Jersey City. Obviously, from New York, you don't get the views that you get from the Jersey side, but the growth of the restaurants and the shopping, and that's a big part of why New York visitors will come over to New Jersey, because there's no tax on our clothes and shoes. So, and we have the same stores that you have in New York.
The shopping is incredible. I mean, I was in a few. Now, I have to. We must talk about the American dream, Jeff. Right, the all American dream. And of course, it is a place. And I was skiing in a ski village. I was in a wave pool. I was shopping. I was, you know, having all this amazing food, but like all in one place. I mean, you could go there alone to spend a few days in American Dream.
It is. It's a wonderful complex right next door to MetLife Stadium, which is where the New York Giants and the New York Jets play football every Sunday. It's also the home for the World Cup football in 2026. We will have the games there. We're waiting to hear if we get the finals or if it's going to go to another North American city. But we're crossing our fingers and hoping that we get it. But it's about 20 minutes from Manhattan, so it's easy to get to, but over 400 retail stores, as you said, you know, the dining, the entertainment, you know, just a fantastic opportunity to bring the kids and the family. And yes, there is an indoor ski mountain right there, so you can ski and then go to the beach all within half an hour.
Yeah, but I mean, it was really fun because, I mean, I was on a ski lift, right? Like you're sitting, you had to put a ski jacket on because I was in Switzerland, right? And it's just completely, I mean, I was really, you know, it was almost an assault on the senses because you really felt, geez, where am I? You know, because you really felt, and people skiing underneath you, and it's an amazing concept. I mean, there's places here you can go to learn how to ski. They're kind of a plastic thing or something, right? I won't mention any of it, but you know, it's not, like, this is the real deal.
Yes, it is. And professional organization that developed it and runs it. It's the same folks that have the Mall of America outside of in Minneapolis,
yeah, of course. Amazing.
You know, in that area, and then the Edmonton Mall up in Canada, which is, you know, one of the largest, if not the largest, in Canada. So these folks know what they're doing.
And of course, the theme park there, right? I mean, oh my God, Nickelodeon theme park. I'm a big fan of Nickelodeon. And I saw this ride and I thought there was nobody on it, right? Because we went in early and I thought, oh, I'm going to go up on this just, you know, for a bit of, for the TV. OMG. Like I didn't know what I was doing, but the thrill of it. I mean, the rides are amazing. They have roller coasters there as well. And like the whole Nickelodeon theme is fantastic. That's brilliant. I mean, you've that there as well.
Yes, and they're developing more hotels around there so people can really make an experience there. And it's only 20 minutes from Newark International Airport, which is the primary.
But that's what's brilliant about airport. It. And I mean, we actually, because there was a bit of smoke coming down from Canada, right? We won't talk about it. But we moved to Meadowlands, right? Or sorry, Secaucus.
Secaucus.
Which was like 15 minutes from American Dream. And I think the hotels there were like $140 a night. So like you can really do a really good package. And I loved it there. There was a Walmart right straight across. No, but I mean, you know, if you want a kind of whole shopping experience and American Dream, that was great.
That's right. You're right. It's right there. IKEA is right next door.
I know.
In Elizabeth. Elizabeth is a wonderful city unto itself. It's actually part of Newark Airport is in the city of Elizabeth. But they've developed, you know, huge shopping outlet malls, Jersey Gardens, where people just come for no other reason than to fill their suitcases with tax-free shopping before getting on an airplane and going off.
Yeah, I managed to fit in a bit with all my Cape May wine, right? I managed to get some in, but that was really fabulous. Now, what I love as well, of course, Jersey City, again, a place. I mean, you talked earlier about people, who were born like Frank Sinatra. I mean, I interviewed George R.R. Martin. I mean, he's from New Jersey. Bruce Springsteen, Bruce Willis, all the Bruces. But, Bruce was just here recently, Springsteen, and, yes, we love him. But, I mean, it's incredible the amount of people that actually come from there. You can do a whole, set jetting tour around there. But it was really interesting when George R. Martin told me about Bayonne, New Jersey, and how he used to see the planes flying over where he lived, and that was the inspiration for the dragons in Game of Thrones, which I thought was, and it happened in New Jersey.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. Amazing. Now, Jersey City, for people, Jeff, I didn't have enough time there. I mean, what would you say? I mean, the view over is brilliant. I did the boat trip from Liberty Park, which was great. I had a gorgeous brunch, by the way, with Peggy Kelly. I'm not sure if she's Irish, but
very Irish, Miss Peggy Kelly.
Fabulous lady. And we did a great boat trip. The lady of the Liberty, or whatever the Statue of the Liberty boat is called. And that was terrific. Liberty Park was lovely. And a really nice way to do it. Now, I know, of course, the Statue of Liberty is part of New Jersey, right?
People don't realize that.
Yeah.
People don't realize that, yes. And from Liberty State Park, you can, get a tour of some of the old buildings where people that when they were emigrating into New Jersey and then going off to their destination. So, they have some of the old signage, people going to Ohio and other far off destinations. And you think back to, your ancestors of how they got here and what they must have felt. But we also have the September 11th memorial right in Jersey City, because you have the perfect view of the old site of the World Trade Center. So you can see where that happened. But Jersey City has developed, it used to be a back office for New York City for the financial district. So they would put their accounting and IT people, into Jersey City. So it developed initially as
it wasn't so exciting.
but then apartments started coming up and restaurants and then people started, coming over, which made it, a great destination unto itself now. So it's one of our hottest destinations in the state. And people that are coming over from Ireland, UK, media like yourself, they want to see Jersey City because they've heard so much about it.
Yeah.
And as I said, it's
and Gina
a great
was saying, I mean, you have fabulous art festivals. There's amazing restaurant weeks. I mean, I was looking at some of the art stuff coming up there. It's become a right bohemian hub for artists and stuff, hasn't it?
It is. Certainly Jersey City has. Same with Asbury Park has become, a great art and dining destination in and of itself. But that's part, and the outdoor festivals, and I'm glad you brought that up, has been a big part of the recovery from COVID, because we've moved from indoor attractions to outside. So that really, was the growth of a lot of the outdoor festivals, a lot of the beach concerts that you see up and down the coast. So that's exciting, and it just creates a whole new way of, enjoying the outdoors and enjoying New Jersey.
Yeah, now, I mean, I'm actually kind of excited to go back again, right? Because I know there's lots I haven't seen. For as an expert yourself, I suppose, what would you think? I mean, for people that, if what we've talked about today, for people that want to go there and spend time, what would Jeff's what are your favorite things? Now, I know that's like asking what's your favorite children or something like that, right? That's not. But I mean, what would you say for more exploration would be good?
Well, the beauty of New Jersey is that there is so much in such a small state.
Yeah.
So you in a 4-day itinerary, you can see everything. If you're interested in wineries and breweries, on our website, which is visitnj.org/IE. For the listeners here.
I heard it on Sunshine Radio.
Yeah. but we have itineraries for everything from, wineries and breweries to the Revolutionary War Trail. In 3 years is the anniversary of the, American Revolution. And New Jersey had more Revolutionary War sites than any of the other 13 original colonies. So George Washington spent more time in New Jersey than any other state. So we have trails specific to him. We have food trails for those, you know, of your listeners that liked Anthony Bourdain's TV show. He is from New Jersey. There's another.
Yes, I know. And I had a fabulous meal in Knife and Fork in Atlantic City. One of the highlights. Yeah. Amazing food.
But his itinerary is one of the most popular we have. So and Anthony Bourdain doesn't go to because he's from New Jersey. He went to his childhood favorites.
Yeah.
So you have everything from a hot dog stand to the Knife and Fork, as you mentioned, which is, you know, a higher end restaurant. But for me, the North Jersey area, if you're spending time up there, the wineries, the breweries, and then out west are the mountains. So people can get away from, the hustle and bustle of the city and get out in the mountains of where we have a major ski resort. But this time of year in the summer and in the fall, it's hiking, it's whitewater rafting, it's doing all of those great outdoor things, and then drop down and see horse country. I mean, who knew this is in New Jersey? And then shoot down to, you asked me what my favorite is, it's the beaches. I grew up on the beach outside of Atlantic City. I lived in North Jersey for 12 years, so I have a little of everything. Mm. But that's how I got to say, you know, this beach is different than this beach. They're not all the same. And you know, the beauty of Atlantic City and Wildwood is there's no charge to go on the beaches. You know, all the other destinations have for $10, you get a season pass. So it's not like it's pricey.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have those kinds of
Well, they're in really good, I mean, they're in amazing condition there.
And where they use the beach feet for.
Gorgeous.
Is to keep them clean.
Yeah.
And to fund the lifeguards, of which my two teenage sons are lifeguards. So they come home excited that they want my older son.
They'll never be out of work.
No, they'll never be out of work. And I'm not sure if they can get a real job either. You know, this is too easy.
That's brilliant. The other thing I think, Jeff, that's really interesting for people is, of course, you can get a ferry like 8 minutes from Jersey City. And there's a few different points there, right across to Manhattan.
Hoboken, Weehawken, Jersey City. Those offer those, as you said, 8 minute rides on New York Waterway from those ports into various parts of Manhattan. And just what a beautiful view and that how
it is,
easy
yeah.
and cheap it is. And of course, the room rates there in Jersey City, Hoboken, and Weehawken are a fraction of what you would pay in New York City. So you stay there, you save half the money, take the 8 minute ferry over, and you get, you know, the beauty of Manhattan, of which, you know, I lived there for a number of years and I love New York City. But, you know, sometimes, you know, after 3-4 days, you want to get out and appreciate Americana. You want to go to some of the small towns and the shopping and see what, you know, how, you know, old world colonial America was like. We still have those.
Yeah, I loved. I mean, I got an Uber from my hotel. It was like $15 to Liberty Park, just where we were there. So, I mean, you know, Uber's great. Of course, it works really well in America. And I just found it was just all really affordable. Just to finish up, Jeff, I'd love to talk accessibility, right? It's always a great thing when you can, you know, have a lot of flights and routes. And New Jersey is probably one of the best served out of Ireland, isn't it?
You're right. We into Newark International, there's 2 flights a day on United from Dublin, 1 flight a day on Aer Lingus. And then in the summer, Shannon has service into Newark as well. And then Philadelphia, which is, you know, closer to South Jersey, American Airlines and Aer Lingus have service between Dublin and Philadelphia.
That's really interesting because it's actually at Philadelphia. I was, again, aware of that when I was there. Very close as well. And you can even do into New Jersey and out of Philadelphia with Aer Lingus if you wanted to.
Yes, the same dynamics that I talked to you about with Jersey City, how easy it is to get from Jersey City to Manhattan. It's the same with Philadelphia and the New Jersey cities on the southern coast, southwest coast. But yes, you know, that's how I, you know, get in and out of airports. I fly out of Philadelphia because it's less than an hour from Atlantic City. So I can get to Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's a real top tip. Yeah.
And Newark is, you know, 2 hours.
Yeah.
I can still do it, but, you know, but Philadelphia's a lot easier. And Philadelphia is a wonderful city too. And again, people come over from, you know, a lot of the Philadelphia people have
do the whole
houses,
Rocky thing. Yeah.
Do
yeah.
all the Rocky thing. You know, a lot of the Philadelphia people have shore houses.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's a great culture.
Yeah, I did a great trip there once. Yeah.
But the hardest part when I lived in New York City and North Jersey is having grown up, you know, in South Jersey, we're all Philadelphia sports fans, Eagles, Flyers, Sixers, Phillies. And then I go up to North Jersey where they root for the New York Yankees and the Mets. and the Giants and the Jets. I just couldn't do that. I had to draw the line right there.
Fair play to you. A loyal man. Yeah, so I looked as well. Those fares, United, Aer Lingus, I actually was very good with my carbon footprint. I went on the new, you know, the new Airbus Geo, which is, you know, lower emissions and stuff. So they're operating that actually. So people can feel good about flying with over on that plane as well. With the, it's a lighter carbon footprint. But the fares were like from 700 euros return, or a little bit more. I mean, really good. And like for you were saying there about for shopping and for Christmas, I was looking, you know, and very good fares.
Yeah. And in Dublin, you clear customs here.
Yeah. Oh, we love that.
So when you arrive in Newark Airport, you've arrived as a domestic flyer and you can go right to your whatever, your car, your hotel, whatever you have. So that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. And I mean, when I was flying out, I mean, we cleared 15 minutes. We went through immigration. So, you know, it was actually, they've really got their act together here at the airport again. We had a few problems for a while, but, you know, everything is getting really good again now, which is great.
I love flying out of Dublin.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Well, Jeff, you're here for a few days and you're going to be meeting trade and media. You've been doing great promotions here. I have to say, it's always great for me as a travel journalist to find new places. You know, I'd only flown into New Jersey up to 2 months ago. And now, I mean, yeah, I was like, well, I can't wait to go back. Really, it's a great spot and full of surprises, Jeff.
It is. It's a wonderful place to be. I'm proud to be from there, but and I'm proud to have the partnership with the people of Ireland that we have right now. And I have a new favorite, Irish whiskey.
There you go. I believe it's quite good.
It is quite good.
Good man. Well, I had the best Bloody Mary in a little bar on the coast of Atlantic City. And that sticks in my memory at the moment. So, yeah. Listen, Jeff Vassar, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you. Have a great time here in Dublin. And as I said to people, you know, if you want to try something different, if they want to have a real fun, good value holiday, they know where to go. Jeff Vassar, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Travel Talk, brought to you by Germany.travel. Experience UNESCO heritage. Germany awaits.
Sunshine 106.8.